Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's nothing better than summer at Whole Foods Market. So much of their gorgeous fresh produce is in season now. Grilling with friends and family, serve animal welfare certified meat, and sweeten up the situation by tossing sliced pineapple, peaches, and more right on the grill. Watermelon works too. Whole Foods Market works closely with suppliers, including local farmers eager for you to try their stuff. When you're ready to cool off, choose from their wide variety of cold-pressed juices, kombucha, cold brew coffee, or even buzzless mocktails. Be healthy, be happy, be whole at Whole Foods Market.
What are you plugging in this time?
I'm plugging in the witches. It's nearly Halloween.
Hubble bubble, toilet trouble.
What was that?
What was that? I don't know, but I am frightened.
I know, I'm scared.
Yvette and Glenn.
So high up the
now you need that. You need that scary Halloween music from Halloween. Is that the?
It's Mike Oldfield, isn't it?
It's what?
Tubular Bells, isn't it?
No, it was boom, 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 boom. I took that to Music and Movement. You know,
Music and Movement.
I did. Beatrice. I did, and I really like Tubular Bells. Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Yeah.
Boom. Bum, 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 bum.
That's not Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells.
Bum, 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 bum. No, it's off the album. Oh, it's Oxygen. Mike Jean-Jean. I talk a load of crap.
That's why we're all here.
It is why we're all here. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you, Glenneth?
I'm all right. Thanks very much for asking. You know, I'm keeping things together.
Well, that's good. I'm so pleased. Right. I don't like to keep my things together. They're
especially
all
your legs.
Well, exactly. They're all open to welcome a nice fresh breeze.
I wondered why you weren't wearing. You were wearing a short skirt. Isn't it?
I wondered what you were going to. You've got all flustered. It's gone all funny.
Well, I don't know where to look. Carl does, but I don't. Anyway, how's things?
Things are very, very good, actually. Very, very nice indeed. Well, of course, Mother, you're doing it again. We've only been going for 5 minutes and you're already talking
to
yourself.
Sorry. All I said was we've only been going 5 minutes and we're already in the filth section.
I know, but you're getting up. Why are you getting up?
Just to take my glass away so there's more room.
But why? There's no need for you to move around, is there? Just stay put, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
Agnes!
Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Yeah, stop talking. Well, it's Halloween time. It's this time of year when the veil is at its thinnest between this world and the next. Ooh. Now we need some spooky music. You know that boom, 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 boom. I think that's from the film. Is it Halloween or?
Yeah, I think it is. Is it Mike Oldfield?
Going back to these old, those old great Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Because they've remade it, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah, they've remade Halloween. But I know Jamie Lee Curtis is in the new one they've just made, which I think is brilliant, because I think she's a fantastic actor.
And she's tidy.
Do you fancy her?
I've not looked down there.
I always did.
I think as kids we all fancy Jamie Lee Curtis.
Back your truck up there, good buddy. Have you done Jamie Lee Curtis?
Have I done Jamie Lee
Curtis? Have you had sex with her?
No, not at all. I've never met the lady.
You have gone bright red, though.
Yeah, but I haven't met the lady.
Why have you gone that
colour? He has gone bright red. I've never seen you go bright red.
He's had relations with some quite famous people.
I know he has.
No, he has. No, you have. Look, he's got all funny looks.
He's got even brighter red.
I know he has. We won't mention any names. We won't mention any names.
It's only ever been you.
Of course.
You were the first woman I ever knew.
That's right. That's the way it's going to remain as well.
Anyway, so, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
There's people now listening going, oh, I wonder who they are.
I know.
Well, on Most Haunted, apparently, the programme that's just gone out today, but obviously when you're listening to this, it'll be like a couple of weeks old whatever. You were contacted by... a ghost who was allegedly waiting for you because you were married to her in a previous life.
I was Dougal.
Mm. Dougal?
Apparently I was on the Magic Roundabout.
Yeah. No, that's your marriage now.
Which one of you says time for bed?
It's never her.
It's true.
Would you like... not a cheesy ball because they were limited on the shelves today. I've got the cheesy puffs.
I love cheesy puffs.
Yes, they are a good substitute. Angela was getting all frustrated there about the cheesy puff. Do you want a puff?
Yeah, because I was going to say that, but I didn't like, you know, spring the balls down.
Oh, no, okay. Well, I'll let you do
the
honest call.
Much better.
Yeah. I like a good old puff.
Yeah.
It depends whose make it is, though, because they are like the balls. They're either good or they're not.
No. Well, yeah, try those ones.
The other balls were bad, aren't they?
They're lovely.
Are they? Can you guess which supermarket brand these ones are from?
Aldi.
Nope.
Sainsbury's.
Nope.
Netto.
No.
Are they not cheesy enough?
No, you just have a taste.
Well, they are for me.
Just a bit more. There's a better one than this.
Look, it's got cheese in the title, so you'd think it would taste of cheese, yeah, not just
happy
puff.
It's just not there.
It says on the label.
I like those Happy Shopper cheesy puffs.
They are good, aren't they?
But you see, I'm a huge fan of Watsits.
Yeah.
Massive.
They're quite like Watsits.
Yes, but Aldi's Snack Right puffs are much better than Watsits.
Are they really? Mm,
they don't clag any teeth.
You don't get enough in a bag, though, do you not think? There's nothing worse when you don't get enough balls in the bag.
Oh,
but if you, it's the same with puffs.
Stingy with the puffs.
Yeah.
Stingy with the puffs.
There's more air in there than puff.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was talking about... oh, yeah, I saw an advert.
Yeah.
And it was a serious advert for men who have cheesy balls.
What, as in the crisps?
No, as in the testicles.
No.
Yeah.
An advert for what were they saying? That you could have some as well if you wanted?
No. And something else...
Sorry, are your balls clean? Do they not have any cheese on them at all?
Can I have a bit more?
Help yourself to a puff.
We were in America and we were at CVS Pharmacy and they have these big pharmacies. I know we've touched on this before on the podcast.
Nothing wrong with touching on a ball or a puff.
There is not, but we touched on monkey butt.
Did you really?
Monkey butt,
and it's talcum powder just for your arse crack.
Well, not just yours, Glenn, it's everyone's.
I was looking at Agnes there when I said it. Sorry, Agnes. Not that I'm saying you've got a sweaty arse crack.
Well, that was an eye-opener.
I never forget being on Mastermind. That was a different story altogether. That was awful.
But
I wish I'd had monkey butt.
I didn't even know you did this.
Yeah, Mastermind.
Do you know the great thing about Yvette going on Mastermind?
Go on.
She actually went, well, you see all these other celebrities when they do Celebrity Mastermind, they go, this is my specialist subject. I've been studying it for the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really good. They said, what's your specialty subject? She went, she just happened to be a third of the way into a book of Anne Boleyn.
Oh, yeah?
And she went, King Henry VIII. She went on Celebrity Mastermind having read basically a book on Anne Boleyn.
Brilliant.
And she did brilliantly.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliantly.
Oh, well,
really, I'm so proud of her.
Thank you very much.
What were your points and how many passes?
I got six points correct.
Excellent work.
I finished, was it second or third to last? I didn't finish last, thank God.
Yeah, but that kind of shows how intelligent you are, because all these other people had studied and studied and studied their futures, like the night before went... Henry VIII. Six wives, a couple of Methodists.
Fair fair play to Mastermind doing a celebrity version, actually asking questions that, you know, are still quite specialist, where you see a celebrity game show these days, like The Chase, and the questions are... I'm just sitting watching going, I can bloody answer them.
Really?
If you watch Ordinary Chase, I can't.
No.
But you see, when we do our podcast live in December...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some games and competitions, are we not?
We are.
Did you like how I slid into that? That was an excellent segue. Yes.
Which one of you is going to announce the prize?
Which one, though? Because there's going to be many.
There's multiple prizes.
Yeah, but there's one. Aren't we going to have one big cash prize?
Oh, yes.
Well, we do have a cash prize of £100 up for grabs.
Oh. Yeah, we need Wait a minute. We're back your truck up there, good buddy. We need a big fanfare
Absolutely.
For that.
You threw that away.
It's like an old pair of knickers.
How did you know?
It's the look on your face.
Okay. So, do you know, we're going to have an amazing cash prize on the live podcast.
Yeah!
Yay! How much, Glenn? How much?
I'll tell you after this sound effect.
Ooh!
£100!
Yay!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, £100 could be yours. All you need to do is turn up and play the game.
Great. So the thing is, we actually haven't worked out what the game's going to be just yet.
That's true, but there will be a game involving a big cash prize.
It's not just one game, it's going to be a few things that the audience will be able to become involved with and participate in.
We're very excited about this live podcast, and tickets are available through eventbrite.co.uk.
What are they through?
Eventbrite.co.uk. If you search that website for an audience with Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show, then you'll get the tickets.
Did you see how professional he went then?
Mm. Very professional.
Really, and his little face went all like. Yep.
I've always looked at him and said, "You're an old pro." Yeah.
Did you get a little bit of? Did you get a bit hard when you looked at him?
A little bit of movement.
A little bit of movement
in my loins.
Can't say I blame you. But yeah, so we're very excited, aren't we?
We are very excited. I just can't. I might even have to. Are you going to buy a new frock for the occasion, ladies?
Well,
you're not going. What do you mean you're not going? Of course you're going.
Dig out something.
All depends on the weather.
There's no such thing as the wrong weather, girls. Only the wrong clothing. Actually, I've had a lot of people reach out to us on social media in this very week leading up to this podcast recording, saying it's near Christmas. Why don't you all dress up and the audience dress up in Christmas jumpers and things like that?
That's not a bad idea.
That's a great shout.
That's not a bad idea. In fact, I have a brand new Christmas jumper. I'm one of those as well. I have a new Christmas jumper, and it's a Laurel and Hardy Christmas jumper.
I hate Christmas jumpers.
Do you?
I absolutely hate Christmas jumpers.
Bah humbug.
I love Christmas jumpers.
You should wear it on Christmas Day when we're
spawned.
Did you say?
When we were doing porn, Christmas jumper porn?
No, I just said he needs to wear it on Christmas Day when we're in Cornwall.
You're coming to Cornwall, Glenn, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah, we'll go. The weather will be a bit milder there.
I think, yes, it will be a little bit less chilly. Anyway, should we moving on to...
Yes, how was your day?
How was your day? Did we do the jingle?
No, we'll play it now.
How was your day?
Shall I go first? No, let's move the changes.
Should we mix it up a bit?
Should we do the mothers?
Yes, let's why not?
How was your day, Agnes?
Went down to the doctor from a prescription. Then went up to Morrison's.
Yeah.
And then I went to the post office to get some stamps. And then I thought I was going up to Glenn's to get, you know, look after the kids. But it was the other way around. Glenn was coming to get me.
Right, I'm going to tell you what happened there. It got to about 5 o'clock. And I thought, right, I'm going to get the kids from their after school club. And then we'll go down. And with them, we'll pick Nana up. And as I'm driving up my road, she comes flying down in the opposite direction. She doesn't even stop, flash the headlamps or wave in her car. She doesn't even realise I was driving up. So I went to get the kids. Well, kids, your Nana's just flown by at a million miles an hour and we're meant to be going to her house, only she didn't listen. She's come to ours instead. So by the time I got them into my car and then we turned it around and went back down to the house again, you're turning around and coming back out again.
Oh, my God, what do you mean?
Oh, where am I meant to be going? Am I meant to be picking the kids up? I don't know what I'm doing. I said, Mum, I've got the kids. Just as I always said I would. Only we were going to catch you at your house.
It's a Benny Hill sketch, isn't it?
It flipping well was as well.
I got to the door and I looked through the window because I was just saying, like, the dog's always so
separate.
What was that?
What was that you saying?
I understood.
No, what are you saying?
Can't do it. When I got to the house,
yeah.
I thought it was very quiet. I thought, no sign of life, the kids have not jumped around daft. And I look through the window and the dogs all look the same.
The dogs are looking at you through the window.
So I just say, she shouldn't be here.
I love listening to people lose it when they're laughing. Oh, she's off again, look. Agnes, did you just trump then?
No!
I swear to you, you're straining.
She did not.
Look,
that's my chest.
Agnes, when you pat your chest, you fart. Bless. Oh, there's God. That noise again. You swear it's not one of
no,
you.
Is it?
We've all heard you.
I have not.
Well, there's always blamed it on the dog or a utensil.
Or a utensil.
A utensil.
How was your day, Mummy?
It was quite a boring day.
Oh, really? She's such a... What's she like?
Really boring. I went out today, didn't I?
You did, Mother.
Went for lunch with my daughter. Went out to...
That's
Nuts,
me.
Didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a very nice lunch. I had egg Benedict.
Egg Benedict. Oh, brilliant. It's only a matter of time before one of them trips up. Brilliant.
Egg Benedict.
Yeah, had that, didn't you? Yeah. That was nice. I came home, made a couple of cakes. We've not done anything today, really.
It was a nice day, though.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
Well, that's good.
That's you being a lady of leisure.
Lizio. Mr. Beatty, how was your day today?
My day. Well, we've got the painters in.
Oh, yes.
I don't mean it's my time of the month. I mean, we've got
the decorators in.
They're really good guys. And the funny thing was they were painting one part of the room. They'd finished one room, moved into the next. And it was only Yvette calls me out and goes, because my office is at the top of the house. Right? So what that basically means is Yvette will not travel to the top of the house. And she does what women do to husbands. She'll go, sweetheart! You can hear her perfectly. Which means your return, she can hear perfectly.
Yes.
So you go, yes, darling. Nothing. Sweetheart, did you just call me? Nothing. Which is a woman's way of... come downstairs.
Yes.
So you come all the way downstairs.
I didn't hear you say that today.
Oh, yes, you did.
I didn't.
Oh, I think you did. Every man out there knows I'm telling the truth. And every woman out there secretly knows I'm telling the truth. But outwardly, she goes, I don't do that. I don't.
There's a great meme on the internet which is saying 73% of your marriage is spent saying what to each other.
I can get that.
What?
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 So go on. So the girl now says, what do you think of this colour? And there's a set of numbers for each colour. And the guy, when they pick the colour up from the paint shop, the guy given them the wrong colour number.
Oh, right, yeah.
So instead of having like this sort of, I don't know.
Maroon 5.
Yeah. It was... It was like a bright pink. And then kind of plastered almost half of it.
Oh, no.
And it was like, no, we can't have that. So that had to be done. But they were very good about it, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. But I think Gary, one of the decorators, likes to try on our shoes.
You sure that's all he's trying on?
I don't know. I think, yeah, definitely. I've noticed mine have stretched a bit, unless it's you.
What?
Are you look white? He's gone bright red again. Are you trying on my shoes?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've got them on now. So anyway, that was basically the highlight of my days. It was discovering that the paint wasn't right.
Oh.
And that was it, really. That's all I did. Apart from Arthur, who's not very well at the moment. And and he's got to the point now where he's sitting down and he can get up.
Yes.
If he can be bothered. He actually looked at us, wagged his tail and shat. as he was lying there on the floor. I'm sure he smiled when he was doing it because he had that kind of look and go, clean up.
And it wasn't watery poo. It was proper solid.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Easy to clean up.
Yeah, but annoying thing, when he went up there to clean it.
No, I didn't go up there. I didn't go up there.
to clean it. He gets up and walks away.
Does he?
Yeah. Almost put the little fucker down there and then.
Oh, no. You can't say that about poor Arthur. Bless him.
Glenn, how was your day?
How was your day?
My day was spent recovering from my hangover, which I had on Sunday, right, from a night out I had on Saturday. Because the older you get, the more difficult it is to get over things like that.
Yes.
You do look a little subdued today. You feel a little subdued.
I feel it, to be honest, yeah. I'm a little wobbly still.
Are you really? Yeah. Were you sick? Did someone hold your hair back?
No, I wasn't sick, but it was for my old radio friend, Scott. Now, he still works at Radio City in Liverpool. And he had his night out in the Liver building. In Liverpool.
Oh, wow.
They've got a venue in there. And it was,
shouldn't that be called the Liver Building?
Oh, that's a conversation I've had with many a Scouser. Right. It does. It should be, shouldn't it?
It's either Liverpool or Liver Building.
But it's the other way around, isn't it? It's weird.
Go on. Yeah.
We got absolutely wankered. I'll lie to you. So much so that I had a text off him before I came here tonight saying, how did we... I stayed at his house down by the Liverpool Marina. He said, how did we get home on Saturday? I said, we walked from the Liver Building. And we went via a casino.
Oh, how much did you lose?
I was up. I was up about 30 quid.
Really?
Wow, playing blackjack. Really? And the thing is, right, he was well gone. He couldn't walk in a straight line. He kept falling over. The casino looked at him because he's a member there. They had a look at his ID. They went, yeah, mate, in you go. They probably thought he was going to lose shitloads of money. But obviously, he was switched on.
Well,
whilst he was at the
pontoon
table. Yeah, he was there.
How much did he win?
He won about 50 quid.
He was
telling me what to do. And the moment we left the casino...
He was back to
stumbling all the way back to the flat and everything. When we got in the lift, as soon as the lift jolted to go up, he fell over and hit the floor. And when we got out of the top, he tumbled out of the top of the lift as well. And he couldn't open his front door, so I had to open his front door. It was hilarious. But I don't think I woke up till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Well, you're making it sound like you're the one that was sort of sensible and standing upright.
I was well oiled.
Yeah, but I would like to hear from Scott's point of view that what you were like.
He won't remember because he was. A lot of people said we've never seen him this bad.
Really?
And I was getting text messages, how did you even get him in the casino?
Really?
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see
Especially
Glenn.
To win 50 quid as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
Know.
I would like to see you really hammered.
I don't get out much, so it was a nice treat.
So they're having a conversation.
Yeah,
I've never seen you.
Have you not? No. It's because you were too busy pissed yourself, probably. That's probably...
clinking away on the wine.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me drunk, Mother?
No.
I think we've all seen you drunk, sweetheart.
No, you've seen me. I've seen my mother drunk.
No, you haven't. We have this argument every time you mention it.
Every time you get your mucking words fuddled.
I've never, ever got drunk. Ever, in my life. Take no notice.
Oh,
you
my God.
It's a lie.
I remember this.
It's a big pork pie.
I remember it very well.
No.
Yes, I do. This laughing.
You say the same
and I thought,
things every time.
I heard this laughing
you
and I thought, shush.
You tell me when I beat you. You tell lies. Do you remember, Mother, when you beated me round the head?
Beated you?
Beated.
I remember she was down on her knees.
Was your dad there?
No! I heard this laughter and I thought, what's going on? And I crept down the stairs. And I crept down the stairs and she was on her hands and she was killing herself laughing. And her friends, Margaret and Jennifer, were stood there laughing at her and she was a bit, not drunk, she was just tiddling merry.
Why don't we phone Margaret and Jennifer?
Because they wouldn't have even been there.
They weren't there.
Fibber.
Oh, I'm not a fibber. This is the truth. Get off. They're my cheesy balls.
You got one pack.
Puff.
Would anybody like a thing? I'll say that again. I think I'm still drunk. Would anybody like a finger?
I'm still happy on my cheesy balls.
Are you?
Thank you. I will have one in a minute.
I always like a finger.
Right. Well, I'll offer the first one to Carl.
Do you like a finger?
I think you should have the first finger.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're ringing the changes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
we
yeah.
are. We're mixing it up, aren't we?
It's Halloween.
Halloween. What?
Trick or treat.
I think that one.
Yeah. Oh, she's helping herself to tip.
Shouldn't we be saying that, Glenn? Trick or treat.
Treat. What are you going to give me?
I'm going to snog your face off.
Ooh, I say that is a treat.
Later.
Okay. I'll say that again.
Sorry.
I was just thinking out loud.
Come here, sorry, wait, stop. Can we rewind that? Play it again.
There it is.
Right? Now, can we rewind...
can we rewind that?
Can we rewind that, but slow-mo, please?
I was just thinking in my head there, if I ever told you the story of the people who had rented a house a few doors down a few Halloweens ago, and the kids had been knocking on the door, trick-or-treating. They'd just been to my house and watched them go down a few doors down. And this woman opened the door, and the kids all shouted, "Trick-or-treat!" And she said, "Oh, I'll have a treat, please." And she reached into the kids' bags of sweets and helped herself and shut the door.
I like it.
Brilliant.
My kind of woman.
So, Yvette, how was your day?
Oh, thanks. Mum, can I just talk about something that happened to me? It didn't happen today, but it happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I went to the cavern.
Oh.
And I went to watch White Eskimo perform. Nice. And I went with my mum. And I also went with some other friends as well. And we had such a laugh. And then after White Eskimo had come off, another band comes on called the Cave Dwellers. And they do sort of like covers and things. But you also put your name down if you want to get up and sing.
Right.
So I got up and sang. With Shirley, one of my friends, who is a professional backing singer. So she's sung with George Michael, Luther Vandross, Elton John, Boy George. Now she's been my backup singer. And we did a Beatles From Me to You and 8 Days a Week.
Fantastic.
They asked us to come and do a second one. And it was the funniest, most amazing night I think I've had for a very long time. We had such a laugh, didn't we? And it was rammed in there, but everybody was so happy. But it was just the fact that on my bucket list I can now tick off, sang at the cavern.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realise, unless they've obviously seen the YouTube clip of Yvette being on Stars in Her Eyes.
Yes.
That my wife actually has, I'm not talking just about her breasts, she has a great set of lungs.
Right.
Did you? She kind of belt them out, and she's got such a great voice. So,
isn't he nice?
He is very supportive. It's all you want from a husband, isn't it?
He's a lovely husband.
Yeah.
She has. And she's got nice tits.
Oh, no. Anyway, I think we've done that. How was your day? Haven't it?
Yes,
haven't
we
it? Haven't, no. haven't, what's wrong with us
haven't
all today?
I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder if we are all a bit drunk. If we're mixing up a bit, shall we phone Bernard?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Bernard. Bum.
I've never met Bernard face to face, so I don't even know what he looks like.
Okay, well,
shall we all guess? What would you think Bernard looks like?
I think
like?
He's slightly chubby with dark hair.
So do I.
And like facial furniture,
bald,
a little bit of a
slightly
bit.
Bald.
Yeah, slightly bald, a little bit chubby.
And small.
I think he's quite a big lad.
If he hit you, you'd know you were.
And he likes his beer.
He does.
Oh, well, we know that because of his wine. Conversations. Yeah, I think smallish, chubbyish.
I think he's got a bit of a beard or a moustache.
Wants to be a ladyboy.
Like
wants to be a ladyboy.
Charlie
boy.
Drake.
Yeah.
Hello?
Likes to talk.
He
likes to take
us
at the bottom.
Hello, Glenn. Hello.
How are you, Bernard?
We're just, I'm not too bad at all.
I've sat around to the table with the gang here, and they're all debating what you look like.
All right, OK.
How would you describe yourself?
Short, fat and bald.
Yay! 10 points, Gryffindor.
Oh, I said that you were quite a hunk.
No, short, fat and bald.
Oh.
To be honest... Bernard, what Yvette did say is she thought you took it up the bum.
Which we know you do.
Only if it's a Fitbit.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Now, Bernard, we're going to be doing, on the 13th of December, our podcast in front of a live audience for Christmas. Will you be partaking?
Well, we'll have to see.
What
possibly.
Why is he always so vague about things? Why can he never commit? You tart.
Because he's got.
No. I'm always non-committal. It all depends. I've got a full-time job.
Well, what do you
I'm
mean?
Doing all right.
I don't. No. It sounds to me like you're waiting for something better to come along. You arse.
Well, aren't we all? I mean, you have to be fair.
Yeah, I think it's because it's short.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to Glenn, see what we can arrange.
On the plus side,
we'll
Bernard.
We'll see. Well, Arsh, you're not coming now.
I'm not invited now.
No, you can stop off. I'm not your friend now. We'll see. Who the fuck do you think you are? Bloody hell, you can bugger off, you bloody short, fat, fucking hairy bastard.
Wow.
Only joking. You know I love you.
Yeah. Not a problem. Yeah. Well, I'd like to come. Definitely like to come.
And what about going to the podcast?
Walked right into that one, didn't I?
You did. How was your day, Bernard boy?
Ah, it's been boring today. Just been at work, sat here watching the football now. That's about as good as he's got today.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, no, you don't want to know.
Oh, we do.
I'll leave that as a mysterious thing.
What do you mean? Why does he work for MI5? What's going on?
He's an industrial chemist.
Ooh.
I told you, see, that's why I kept it quiet. So, it's not sexy at all.
No, it is. That's, so you know about sort of like...
Paint.
Yeah, paint, yeah.
Oh, but would you not know about...
Yeah, I'm a paint maker.
Chemicals that, you know, you can do bad things with and poisons and things like that?
Not a joke.
No, I don't do anything that exciting. I make paint.
Oh.
What do you mean? I'm not looking at.
Basically, his job is watching paint dry.
Oh, Bernard, I love you.
I better be careful now because I know management listen to this. So it's a wonderful job. Really enjoy it.
You love it. Does it pay well, Bernard? That's all we need to know.
It's amazing what I'm paid. You would not believe it. Seriously, you would not believe it.
Well, like I say, Bernard, if your management is listening. I know how much you love your job, and you do it very well.
You need a pay rise.
And they should respect you more and give you more money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that.
Agreed. And I will see
Glenn, don't cut that out.
And we'll see that. We'll see you at the podcast live now after that, won't we?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm on my way.
Exactly.
He'll be giving me the day off.
The thing is, we've got listeners who are dead excited to know what Bernard looks like.
Yes.
And they also want to know if we're going to be able to pull something out of your bum live in front of everyone.
Listen, it takes me a while to get my finger out of my arse, so that's...
Lovely.
Oh, mate. So anything new happened recently to you?
No, I've missed a couple of podcasts, haven't I?
No.
Haven't you?
Definitely missed one, I think.
Oh, yeah, we dialed you last on the last one.
Oh, you weren't in?
Yeah.
I think when I was on my jollies as well. I don't know, it seems a while ago.
No, the last one, it was, I remember, it. In your mind, you'd heard the phone going, you'd gone, oh, fuck him. You'd gone, oh, I can't.
He had something better on that evening.
He did. We'll see whether I'll answer that phone. We'll see.
It must have been a late call. What I normally do is I knock the phones off when we go to bed now because of the little one. Well, he's not so little, but just so he doesn't get disturbed, so that's probably what happened.
No, it wasn't, because it wasn't a late call at all. Stop making excuses.
Oh, well, there you go, then. I was just firing you off, then.
Oh, I quite like that feeling.
Caller ID. Oh. I'm not picking that up.
It's that bitch on the other end of the line.
It's my number that comes up.
That's another word that you can use. Right, we love you. You're on board now, Bernard. Bye.
Lovely to talk to you all.
And you, my boy. We'll see you soon.
Bye, darling.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Don't forget that pine gland as well.
Oh, yes. Right. I'll be much obliged to you. Thank you very much. Come and pick me up.
Bye.
See you soon.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, eh? Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he is, the man who can and usually does.
I think I was quite abusive there to young Bernard.
Do you know what you...
Give me your cup, just your cup. Take that on there.
Angela's brought the brews in and she's making sure we're all watered.
I thought you were very close to... You're almost turning into Reg then.
Yeah, a bit of Reg's influence. But the thing is, he will have got off the phone and his wife will have said, so what did they talk to you about? And he would have said, they just give me a load of shit down the phone.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. Yeah.
What's his wife like?
Lovely. And she makes nice cakes as well. She'd give Angela a run for the money.
Don't run for the what?
A run for the money. Two for the show. Three to get ready and go, go, go.
I swear to God, if you'd been drinking, I would have said you were a bit tiddly.
I know.
I think I still am.
I
think you still
it
are.
It was such a major night out.
Oh,
dear.
Well, you see, a bit like me at the cavern, I woke up in the middle of the night shaking, having the DTs.
Really?
Like, really proper, and then had a headache and everything, had a little bit of a hangover.
Yeah, sweetheart, in our bedroom, it's not a rare thing you having a fucking headache, is it?
I thought you were going to say in our bedroom, oh, your hands are shaking, love. Get it to waste it.
I thought he was going to say something similar. What you did actually say in the end was quite boring. I'm in an evil mood tonight. I don't know what's come over me.
The Irish weather.
That's what it is. Oh, the Irish weather. Hint, hint. Where's my phone?
Tell you what, is there any cake or anything?
Yeah, only
cake?
That plain cake.
It's not. Oh,
yes, I'd like the plain cake. Right, here you go.
Explain what you've got on your phone then.
So I just wanted everybody to hear this because it's one of my favourite YouTube clips. My mother got me onto this and I think it's very, very funny. So you ready?
Yes.
Set it up so what it
okay,
is.
Okay, so what it is, you're quite right, Mr. Beattie, is this is a weather forecast. So you've got the gentleman stood in front of the map and he's holding that little thing in his hand that weathermen they press the buttons
oh,
and
to
all
to change the graphics.
Oh, he's wearing his suit.
And which country is he standing in front
he's
of?
Irish and it's very, very good. So if you fancy a good laugh, just type into Google Irish weatherman funny.
Okay.
And this is what you'll see.
Have a look at this, look. Rain pelting down from fucking all sides on top of us. No let up. You'll be drowned to the fucking bollocks. Look, in the Midlands, you get a little bit of relief for an hour or so, but that's about it. I'm advising you not to go out. Look on Monday. I don't know how you want to get the fucking kids to school. Thunder, lightning, rain, pissing, flooding. You fucking name it. Everything on fucking Monday. Big dirty wind coming in from the west. Look at it. Up in the southwest winds. They'll fucking cut the bollocks off you walking to school. They'll throw umbrellas inside out. I don't know how you're going to get up. Even Donegal are getting a bit of snow up there. There's no relief at all on Monday. And as for Tuesday, another dirty fucking day. Look at the fucking rain everywhere.
Oh, it's fantastic,
I
that.
I really wish weather forecasters would do a forecast like that. That's basically what we want to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
People would tune in for that.
Exactly. And there's some really good... There's some good stuff on there. Like there's the rainbow characters. You know, for those overseas listeners, there's a children's programme called Rainbow.
Rainbow, yeah.
And you played it to me, and it's where they talk about playing with their balls.
The clangers
and
stuff.
Yeah, and the clangers and all of that. That's a kid's show that obviously that was an outtake. They did it on purpose, didn't they? But
it was basically a Christmas tape for the crew. And one idiot crew member, and it always happens. Yeah, we have one person ruins it for everyone else, went and actually put it out, and the papers got hold of it. And that is why now you will never see... those types of shows or fun things going on with puppets with kid shows. I used to do Mopper Top Shop and I mentioned, why don't we do a funny thing for Christmas? And they told me that story.
And it just takes that one person to spoil it for everybody else, doesn't
no,
it?
No.
Who'd have thought you'd have George and Zippy talking about twangers?
He's nice. You play with your twanger, Zippy.
That's very good.
That's a strange voice.
That's the voice of the pink hippo.
That is very, very good. Can I just... There's another one for...
You're right in there, Angela.
Sorry. Can you be any bloody quieter? Jesus! Jesus! Keep it down in there, you daft tart.
Here's Bungle Bobs, who's sitting down at the table now.
Hello, Bungle. In your pyjamas.
Very good.
This cake is lovely.
It's delicious.
I have to say,
really?
I'm not a fan of Just Cake or whatever it's called, but this is lovely. You make a mean cake.
It's lovely and moist.
It is. How many years have you been making tea for me, Mother?
Yes, but the reason... You tell me you don't want sugar, then you tell me you don't want milk. So you've not got sugar and you've not got milk.
I have not
I don't know where I'm up and with you. You're as bad as your husband. No milk, no sugar, no nothing. Who wants coffee like that? Black coffee with nothing in it. What is the point?
It's gone from me to you. Can I just...
I'm getting a sack, Jim. I've done fuck all. I know it's the curse of being a married man, but fuck me. All I've done is just complimented you on your cake. It's fucking wrong. What the fuck is that wrong? I've done fuck all, I've not even spoken.
I'd hate to see what happens if you criticised her.
Ah, me.
You'll bring the pair on with your teas and your coffee.
Oh, it fucking bled onto both of us now.
I never know where. What's wrong with it, though? Going
it must be sugar. A Drillsden thing.
You don't want sugar, you
no,
tell me.
Mum, for God's sake, we had a conversation
today. They're whispering to each other now. The witches are whispering.
What?
And they just whispered something.
I saw Agnes say fuck, you fuck. Said fuck then, Agnes.
Brilliant, brilliant.
What did she say? What did you say, Agnes?
No, I'm not telling her.
Go on, say.
No, don't.
Go on.
Say it.
No, leave them thinking.
If it's good enough for both of you, it's good enough for the rest of the classroom.
Say.
Give them the fucking beans and it can suck them.
What did she just say? I could fuck. I'd fucking suck. That's all I heard.
Smell sucking fucking beans.
And I never thought I'd heard fucking suck come from Agnes's mouth.
That's why I'm laughing.
She's too much red wine.
You, my God, your son's a drunkard, and you're not far behind him, are you? Eh?
You better cut that out.
No,
we're keeping that in. There are fucking beans in here, fucking man, fucking sucker,
fucking sucker, fucking.
And then fucking suck and fucking.
It's like Muttley.
Suck and fucking.
Oh, Agnes, that's the best line tonight.
Oh, dear.
Fucking sucking beans.
Going back to the cake.
I never get any fucking cake of my own.
You just had some.
Have I only had a bit? Didn't have a slice.
I had two pieces. Maybe I'll have a slice. Oh, no, that's fine, yeah.
Manageable
slices.
Manageable pieces.
Like I do.
How's that in your cake hole?
Lovely, thank you very much.
I'm glad you like it, but the reason I didn't put any jam or anything in it is because we wanted to taste the gin.
That's why the cake tastes so good.
Maybe that's why we're all slurring.
But I can't really taste much gin.
I can't taste much gin.
I can't taste much gin. It's nice. Anyway, back to...
I think it's time for Correspondence Corner.
Oh, now, for this...
Yes.
So what, do you want to explain while I swap Mr. Beatty?
We are going to call the lead singer of White Eskimo.
Because he's not in the cupboard at Angela's right now,
he's
is
not.
He?
We've actually let him out. And you know what? He escaped to Miami.
As you do.
This is why we don't let him out the cupboard.
You give him an inch, he takes a mile.
Absolutely.
Or a few thousand in this case.
But we believe he's been kidnapped by Yvette's brother, Rick.
Rick.
Right? And the trouble is, he's having much too much of a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he could be still drunk, which he could. He's in good company. But we're going to try and phone him and see if he can actually get this done live.
To be fair, you'd be in good company if you were sat around this table, to be honest.
True. Well, it would be. Yay! Yay!
All right, Will.
Hello. Hi, Will.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, fine. Just explain where you are.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm in a place called Oceans 234, which is in Deerfield Beach. Which is this far away from the ocean.
Very busy there.
Wow, look at that ocean.
So I've currently just had a crispy chicken slider. Crispy buttermilk chicken with spicy mayo and some pickle, which is great. Having a couple beers. I've been sat on the beach pretty much all day. Had an absolute nightmare with buses this morning. If you're ever in America and you want to get a bus, don't. It's the most overcomplicated system I mean...
All right, mate.
Overcomplicated system I've ever experienced. So I was going to go to Fort Lauderdale Beach, which was where I was last night, but I decided which way when I spoke to you, couldn't hear a goddamn thing, so loud everywhere. So I was going to go back there because it's really nice, but ended up losing like an hour and a half of the day wasting on buses. So I came to Deerfield, which is only 4 miles up the road.
Anyway, Will, we didn't want your life story.
So is there any way, Will, that you could sing for us now, Correspondence Corner? Now, you don't have to sing it loud,
no,
obviously.
There's absolutely no way I can do that. I'm in the middle of a bar.
Go on, please.
Whisper it.
Go.
To whisper Correspondence.
Yeah, go on then, go on.
I have to remember the lyrics. Right. Let me go a little bit over here, sorry.
So the words go, Correspondence Corner, another letter from another. I know, I'm just saying.
I can't half sing something. You're going to do something, you've got to do it right.
Yeah, sing it, because
good lad.
Because people might actually give you some money for busking.
Money busking, yeah, but I'm not like an idiot on FaceTime saying Correspondence.
Go on, son.
Do it.
Let me go a bit.
Going further and further away.
He's going out to sea.
There's palm trees in the background.
Just start singing at the bar. Probably cut off. People think of you. Probably think I'm too drunk or something. Right. Try me to put the C in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Look at my hair. Look like Jimmy Neutron.
Nice.
Correspondence Corner.
Another message from another caller. Correspondence caller. Leave a message because we might get back to you.
Yay!
I want to
get back
well
to you.
Done. Brilliant.
Very proud of you, son.
You know how much ass there's on a beach?
Oh, my
God. Good lad.
There's so many buttocks just everywhere. It's absolutely great.
Well, I work in telly. It's full of assholes.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, there's probably at least 8 butt cheeks to every square metre.
That's nice, son.
Have you experienced any butt cheeks?
That's nice.
Oh, William, have you had any sexual encounters while you've been there?
Or interference?
Have you been interfered with?
There's been some interference.
Oh, look at his face!
Will, have you been on manoeuvres?
The thing is, Rick has a friend called Shannon, and Shannon's got a nephew called Nick, who's my age, 24. I met him last time we were here. Obviously, we're only 20, so being 24 now, they took me out to Miami, turned up to this, like, crazy rave, and there was this famous DJ who apparently is massive in Miami, I don't know who he was, and it was just absolutely insane, but that was good fun.
Oh, good. Well, listen, we'll catch up properly when we're not on doing the air on the radio.
All right, well, nice to speak to you.
And you, Will.
All right, we love you.
Love you, Will.
Love you too. Miss you guys.
We've got correspondence corner. There we go. Yay. Right. Yay.
Don't we just need to read some of the correspondence?
Yes, we do.
First email comes in from Susan Boyks.
Boyks.
That's like a Hanna-Barbera sound effect. I think.
No, we did.
We
did exactly that in the last podcast.
Worthy of a second mention. She says, subject, list. I'm down south and so want to come to a podcast party. Please, 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 I'm begging here. I'm on my hands and knees. Aye, aye, she's eager to move, isn't she? I'm on my hands and knees. Love a finger, so we'll bring snacks and we'll bake a cake for us all. Hugs from Sue in Kent. So, Sue, you can get your tickets now from eventbrite.co.uk.
That's right.
Where is it?
Eventbrite.co.uk, and search for an audience with Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show.
Exactly. Wow. And it's for the 13th of December.
Yeah. In some Cheshire town called Widnes.
Wide knees.
Wide knees. There you go. Right. Sarah Bleasdale's been in touch.
Hello,
Sarah.
Fast forward, she says. I was searching podcasts for a serial killer podcast, and I had no idea how, but when I clicked on something I thought was about mass murderers, it put your podcast on.
That's because you kill comedy on a daily basis.
Yeah, with your gags.
I should have put my glasses on. What a gem of a find, she says. Totally hooked and trying hard to catch up on all the episodes. I spent 3 days listening to your podcast as and when I could, but wondered why you all talk so fast. I was keeping up, but I was exhausted trying to concentrate. Then one evening, I looked closely at the podcast and saw a little number in the corner, 1 to 5. Holy mother of God, with my glasses on, it all made sense. I'd been listening to you at 1.5 times the speed. For God's sake, it exhausted me, but thankfully now I'm at normal speed. Keep up the lass, and if you do a podcast with an audience, I can sit quietly in the corner of your kitchen, no problem. Just ply me with cheesy balls. Sarah Bleasdale from Presswich.
Thank you, Sarah. Aww. See, Sarah. Now she knows what it's like when we listen to Agnes.
Yeah.
Sarah, can I ask, did your mum and dad ever run the sweet shop on Fairlands in Guildford? Because they were called Bleasdales.
Oh, well, she's from Presswich, but she might have moved up north.
She may have moved, because I know they did all move.
Yeah, so in fact, Presswich is not a million miles away from Widnes, so she's definitely got to be at the podcast party, hasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, yeah. That would be good.
Jake Curry's been in touch.
Hello.
Subject, tough few months.
Ooh.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to say a massive thanks for helping me through a really tough few months after losing my best friend. Oh. You make me laugh with every podcast and have to say my absolute fave is good old Reg. Keep up the amazing shows because I love them. Emailing from a never very sunny but always dependably grey crew. So there we go. There we are.
Do you know, isn't it nice, though, when... So, yeah, because we do this a lot. It's fun and we have a laugh. And it's nice when people write in and go, you've made me smile.
You give me a pick-up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. All you can do, isn't it?
It is.
That's all you can do, isn't it, Glenn?
It's all you can do. Rachel has been in touch.
Eilif, it looks like. I think she's put a pronunciation with a surname. Hi, Yvette and Glenith. Just wanted to say hi. I've only just come across your podcast 2 weeks ago, so I'm now playing catch-up. Currently listening to episode 18 and laughing out loud here in little old New Zealand.
Oh.
I work for an after-school program, so sit outside school waiting to pick up the kids, listening to your podcast with tears streaming down my face, trying not to laugh out loud. What must the people walking past think? Keep up the great work. Keep the podcast coming, please. Love you all. Rachel, oh, it's Eilif. There you go. That's the pronunciation. And no, I haven't changed my name. P.S. I come across some cheesy balls in my local supermarket and had to take a selfie whilst I was sitting in my van waiting to pick up the kids. Yum. So there's a picture of her with the cheese balls there.
Oh, fabulous. Lovely.
Good girl.
Light and, what does that say? Must be crunchy. Crunch something.
Crunchy balls.
Etta. Crunchy balls.
Etta.
Etta.
Etta cheesy balls.
Etta cheese balls.
Like it.
We like
Deborah Adams has been in touch.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello from a sunny and hot Lanzarote.
Oh,
I know. I am very late to the party re-podcast, and they have made me laugh a lot whilst on holiday. Thought I would show you cheesy balls Lanzarote style. Not quite the same as back home, but they do at a pinch. Oh, they will do at a pinch. Looking forward to the next podcast and keep laughing. You are the light in an often dreary world. Debbie Adams from in Lanzarote, but abides in Staines upon Thames.
Ooh, Staines upon Thames. That's nice. Room there, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it I don't posh? Know why I spoke like that.
You've left some stains on the Thames.
I do. I have left a lot of stains around there.
Guess who else has been in touch? Only Sandra Fricker.
Sandra Fricker! Sandra Fricker! Sandra Fricker, 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 Sandra Fricker! Sandra Fricker! Sandra Fricker! Sandra Fricker!
Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, and everyone. Hope you're all well. Just thought I would let you know my surname when I get married will be...
Oh, yes. Oh, please say it's Fricker.
Crumplebum.
We should leave a guessing game, shouldn't we?
What is it?
It's going to be Mason.
Oh.
You can't get married to a Mason. It's a secret.
It's not the same.
Sandra Mason, Sandra Mason, Sandra Mason, Mason, Mason.
No, no, no. You can't change your name, Sandra.
You can't get married.
In fact, Sandra, you are the only one we're saying. You can't change your name.
So it's not allowed, Sandra. The wedding's off.
Yeah.
Steve Robinshaw's been in touch.
Hello.
Oddities, he says. Hello, everyone. Hope you're all good. On my travels recently, I've seen a couple of very odd things that I thought you'd appreciate. Yeah. Firstly, there's been a banner on Crewe Cemetery gates advertising an open day.
Why would you want to go to that?
I want to know how you get cremated. Well, I know how you get cremated.
It's a party.
I just want to know the sort
you are
of
a bit
system.
Morbid that way, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm sure there'll be a YouTube video on it somewhere for you, Angela. Yeah. If the thought of a cemetery holding open day isn't odd enough, the tagline on the banner is, "Ever wondered what happens when the curtain shuts?"
Oh, my God!
I'd love to know if they got many visitors. Also, second one was found above the urinals in a men's loo's in Knutsford Services. I'm there spending a penny when some words on the advert straight in front of me stood out. Fart and furious, it said. Well, that got my attention, so I scanned the rest of the poster. Good-looking women and a man in a posh car. I thought, oh, hello, that must be a typo. New Fast and Furious film poster, surely. I look further down and find that this is actually an advert for fart-filtering underwear.
They have that. They have it.
Have you ever heard of it before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. They've got a website. It's www.myshreddies.com.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody sent them to the advert to us after I was talking about farting or something on here, and they are called Shreddies.
Wow.
And they
work,
fart,
don't they? Because I can't smell anything that comes out your ear.
That's right. But they seem to sort of like
deodorize. Are they lined with charcoal or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but they need to come a bit further forward to get the vaginal smells as well.
Yes, I guess so. Thank you, Steve Robinshaw.
I'm
Rebecca Ann Collins says in the subject, glory hole in fingering hoe.
Oh!
Hello, Yvette, Carl, mother. Glenn and mums. I've been literally wetting myself. Send me those tenors to your podcast.
Yes.
I have binge listened after my sister raved about how funny you were. Well, I must say, mum's glory hole conversation
conversation made me recall a funny story. I worked for a utility company and I once called a vicar called Jesus.
What?
I now know in some countries it's pronounced differently, like Jesus. Anyway, he was asking for his meter reading. The story gets better. The church hall was situated in a small place called Fingerinhoe and the meter was located near the front window next to the glory hole. No word of a lie. Anyway, love me the podcast and please put me and my sister Amanda down for the live podcast. Well, book your tickets.
Yeah,
that's what you need
it,
to
book
do.
It,
where's
it
book them from?
Eventbrite.co.uk and just search for an audience with Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show.
See you there.
Yeah. Keep up with the Welsh accents, the chocolate fingers and cheese balls. I'm also quite fond of getting my lips around some cheesy balls as well. Rebecca Cullen.
Well, if you come to the podcast live, you'll be able to get all your lips. And I suppose you've got quite a few of them, really, when you think about it. You'll be able to get them round your cheesy balls.
I'm loving that she likes the Welsh accent.
I know,
so
me too. Me too.
She signed off Rebecca Cullen from Nottingham. Which is also where Sue Pollard, Robin Hood, Lord Byron and D.H. Lawrence are all from, by the way.
Right.
We're all mostly dead.
Right.
Jason Mann, the AA man, has been back in touch. Remember that time we had the cheesy balls in his
AA? Very nice, man. That's right.
Right. He says, evening podcast crew, Jason the AA man here again. I'm out in France for the summer working as a European AA patrolman.
Ooh.
And I've been listening again to your old podcasts, which have most definitely helped me get through some of the long, boring journeys on French motorways. I've just been listening to podcast 32 when you did the feature You'd Change Your Name, which reminded me of a good one. So I've attached a photo of me with the local village sign, and obviously I had to do a childish selfie too. Not sure I'd fancy living here though. Thanks for entertaining me, Jason Mann. I'll show you the picture. You can read it out to the listeners. It's a picture of him next to the sign which says...
Cunter. you just changed your name.
It's a great picture, though, isn't it?
That's a brilliant picture.
A smile on his
if only
face
the A was at the beginning.
That's a great sign.
Just for everyone at home, that actually spells it's a sign. It says C-U-N-T-A.
Cunter.
Cunter Kinte. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Roots.
Yeah. Roots. I love that.
That was actually Cunter Kinte.
Cunter Kinte.
Yeah, not Cunter Kinte.
Cunter Kinte.
Kent countryside. Simon Alk has been in touch. Says,
hello.
Hi, Yvette, Glenn, the mothers, and others. I'm loving the podcast and have finally caught up. I've discovered them earlier this year when my wife and I met you both at Rhythin Castle. We live in the north of Scotland and listen to the podcast all the way home. How we made it there, I'll never know, as we were crying with laughter all the way and could hardly see the road. Before moving to Scotland, I worked in a plumber's merchants in Salford. There was a monthly trade magazine delivered to the branch. We'd regularly see this guy, and I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. I'd never have believed it. He's called Mustafa Findick.
No, it's not real.
Mustafa Findick.
Mustafa Findick. You change your name.
You change your name.
I have a reverse change your name too as well, he says. I was at college with a girl called Strawberry Fields. We thought her parents must have been Beatles fans.
Yeah.
But it turns out she actually changed her name for a bet, and it was only meant to be for a few months, but she liked it so much she's kept it.
I think that's a great name, Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, and regarding place names as well, there's a place near Kersley and Little Leverett in Bolton called Knob End.
Yes, yeah. I've heard of Knob End.
And the old Manchester Bolton and Bury Canal passes right through it. Finally, I've got a dad joke for you.
Oh, God.
Did you know that litter pickers on the roadside don't get any training? They just pick it up as they go along. Thank you, Simon Alker.
That's a good joke.
That's a good one.
The shit jokes are coming up later on in the podcast, by the way.
Go along.
What?
Pick the litter up.
Litter pickers. They don't get training. They pick it up.
Oh my God. That's awful. Brilliant, says Glenn. No, it's
Glenn
not.
Will use that on the next
no,
time.
No, please
he's on,
don't.
On some no, big radio show
no,
across
don't.
The country.
Yes. No, but you'll be fired, Glenn. Don't use it.
Ali Jane Cousin says, hello, beautiful Evie, gorgeous Glenn and co. You wanted to know two things. This is what led me to my tuneful toot. She's the girl who had a whistle up a bum.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Well, earlier in the evening, I was celebrating a new job. My celebration drink of choice was Prosecco and orange J2O. I staggered into my room after having way too much to drink and saw the whistle. I remember Yvette saying she wanted to... one thing led to another. I think she's put it up there deliberately when she was drunk.
And?
And, well, it worked.
To see if she can fart and blow the whistle.
Could you mention this? No, we need sound evidence.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, next time record it on your phone and send it to
us. Send it to us, please.
Not so with the video, we just want the sound.
Does she actually put the whistle up her bum?
That's what it sounds like.
Does it say that or not?
Send the audio. There. No, no, there you go. You can. It's just short and sweet. There you go.
Is it short and sweet though, Glenn?
No, I just felt as though I was hiding something.
Did you? Was it been a bit sly?
I think so, there you go. Yeah.
Sally Labasse has been in touch. Subject's Cornwall.
Oh, yeah, I love a bit of Cornwall. We love it there.
Hello, Yvette and Glenneth. I absolutely love your podcast. It always puts a smile on my face. I have also told my mum to listen too, and she's all the way over in Canada. Ooh. I recently met you guys on one of your events, and when mentioned that we'd come all the way to Shrewsbury from Cornwall, you mentioned it was where you both wanted to retire.
Yes.
And after hearing many names, many times from previous podcasts about funny names, I found the top three from Cornwall. Having also a difficult name myself from my husband too, and that being Labasse, which is actually pronounced Labar, it gets very frustrating.
Bless you,
Angela. Anyway, the top three names coming from Cornwall are Cox, that's near Perranporth.
Right.
Boobies Bay.
Boobies Bay, that's a great
that's
one.
That's near Padstow.
Wow.
And okay. Venton Gimps. Ooh, in Hale.
That's nice. That's also a good one.
There's a hill on Bodmin Moor called Brown Willie as well.
Yes, we know that one, yes.
My Brown husband Willy is also a right dick, she says.
Sorry?
A right dick. He's an estate agent and finding a nice hideaway. He'll help you find one. I think his name's Richard then or something if he's a right dick. I think that's basically what she's getting at. James Goff's been in touch. Good evening. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Before I share this with you, I was in work with one of the guys said to look up the word midget in the Urban Dictionary and looking up midget hunting. It's fucking hilarious. Hope you are well and can't wait for the next instalment. James Goff from Widnes. That's something that we can all do in our spare time, I think, is look up midget hunting in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Why?
Because we don't have time to do it.
You've got to be asked to do it.
No, but why do we need to look up midget?
Because it's funny.
I nearly said midget humping.
Look it up.
I actually did say midget humping. I meant midget hunting. But did you fart then? Oh, it's the door. What's wrong with me and my hearing? I keep thinking everybody's farting.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Holly's been in touch. Wait, why
are we talking about midget hunting?
He was in an email. He said look it up on the Urban Dictionary. The description for it is brilliant.
Yeah, so look it up.
All right, I'm going to look it up right now. Midget hunting season. What? By far the best hunting season there is. It runs from January the 1st through to December the 31st. The season takes place in the following places. Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Australia, Europe, Antarctica and all waters between these places. The only item that's allowed to be used to catch the midgets is a net.
What, somebody called it a net?
My friends and I saw a midget wearing purple riding a bike past Papagino's. Unfortunately, no one had a net handy. Midget, run, 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 you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Hunter, for those little legs you can run pretty fast. Boom, the net catches the midget. Midget screams, Hunter, just like catching hogs in the old days, spits. Midget hunting season, American sport. That's a weird, strange...
That's on the internet.
The Urban Dictionary. You can type in your own name in Urban Dictionary.
Really? It gives you
The definition of your name in Urban Dictionary terms.
Oh, crumbs. I can want
that. Let's see. Yvette, a young and very attractive woman.
Ah.
So down to earth, sweet, warm-hearted, and one of the most amazingest people you'll ever meet. Just looking at an Yvette brings a smile to your face. So beautiful, curvy, sexy lips, baby teeth are so adorable. I'm loving this Urban Dictionary. Beautiful brown, reddish hair and smile that will just warm you up. Yvettes are known for being loving and nurturing, although they can be brats at times. When you have one, she's your brat, remember that. The type of girl that loves to play fight, the type of girl that's always real, and most of all, that's my type of girl. Yvette, I love you. Yvette, beautiful, lover, all mine. Yeah. I like it. She's the only thing a man could wish for. Yvette is great, cool and fucking fine. Yes. Let's look up Glenn. What does it say about Glenn?
Oh, cunt.
It's Hunt. I have seen this though.
Have you?
Yeah. An all-round awesome man. He's a gentleman to everyone he meets. He would do anything to help a friend. He can be quite hard-hearted, hard-headed and stubborn, but is always lovable. Glenn is also the best lover you will ever find. He can be romantic, hot, wild and gentle all the same time.
I can vouch for that.
Every woman needs a Glenn to keep her warm at night. Hashtag wanted, hashtag lover, hashtag wild, hashtag hot. You have read that.
I wrote it. No, I
didn't. Oh, did it? Brilliant, Carl. Carl, Carl is a good origin French, German, Slovak, Scandinavian. Carl meaning manly or free man. Carl is a good guy. He doesn't get up in the morning to please you, but if he gets the chance, he'll make your day. He is intelligent, witty, and uber hilarious. His image is sharp, well put together, and good looking. He has a certain charm about him that makes him easy to get along with, strong hearted. I met this awesome guy the other day. Dude, I bet his name was Carl.
Brilliant.
Smart, inquisitive, charming, cool, nifty. Right, Agnes.
I like this Urban Dictionary. I have to say. Yeah.
We prefer the names to the midget hunting.
Yeah.
There must be some horrible ones, though.
Yeah.
Agnes. Agnes, the most beautiful girl you will ever know. Not just a typical girl. She's very lovely, kind, smart, optimistic, and has the best personality. The kind of girl you want to present to your mother and be proud of. She's perfect with a simple smile. She probably already have captivated your mind and soul. You can't understand a word she says. She's a sweetheart, a true lady with class and self-respect. But don't push her to her limits. She won't mind getting down and dirty. Has a nice butt.
Does he really say she can't understand the word she says?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, the kind of girl every guy wants and dreams about and every girl empties. Envies. I think I fell in love with Agnes. Oh my God, Agnes is so beautiful. You're such an Agnes. Would you please do me the favour and marry me, Agnes? You will live happily with Agnes. You will never regret meeting her for one split second, even though you can't understand a word she says. Agnes, the best friend, the perfect girl, holy hot killer body.
That's amazing.
She's not denying it.
No.
Angela.
It's like they're reading your mind.
I know. Yeah.
Angela, a beautiful, strong, capable woman. She is very smart and she has the most gorgeous, sparkly eyes. She is shy when you first meet her, but once you take the time to get to know her, she is quite fun to be around. Some people would call her an old bike. She will never usually make the first move to talk to, as she is too shy, but will start talking once her crush takes the time to talk to her. Angela is a girl who will stand up for what is right and won't let anyone get in her way. She also really loves sloths. Whoa! Who's that girl who just walked in? She's stunning. That's Angela. If you... If you like her, you better make the move. Angela, beautiful, amazing, stunning girl. Hot. Hot. Shy. There you go.
We've done everyone.
We've done everybody. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Urban Dictionary. It's good for names.
Sorry.
It's true.
Hi to Holly, who's been in touch. Says, hello all. Hope everyone is well. I just had to email after something I found, knowing that you're all fans of The People's Friend and you love the Peggy and Molly shoes.
Oh, yes.
For troublesome fees. Well, whilst out shopping, I found Peggy and Molly's other halves. They go by the name of Terry and Steve. I've attached pictures for you to see. Just why I was crying in the streets after my discovery.
Let me see.
So there you go.
Let me see.
There's the picture.
Oh my God, it's a picture of just some black plain shoes with Velcro straps. It says Terry. Very popular. £93.95. That's very expensive, isn't it? The super soft leathers provide the ultimate comfort and the wide design and deep toe box. It doesn't sound right, that does
deep
it?
Toe box.
Gives plenty of room for even the most sensitive toes. Suitable for diabetics. Single strap touch fastening. super soft leather upper, leather lining, deep toe box. Ah, 2-in-1 fitting system, extra wide 4E to 6E fitting, sizes 6 to 14. Let's hear that again. Deep toe
box.
Box.
No, that's like Nigella Lawson cooking.
It is.
I've just heard about some shoes and I'm actually turned on.
Yeah, but they're photographed.
Sex elf.
They put these two shoes on someone's cornerstone brick from their garden, and then next to them some murderer leather black gloves.
maybe O.J. Simpson left them there.
That's what I was going to say. If you're going to commit a murder, then buy the Terry shoes. There you go.
Excellent stuff. There you go, mother. Oh, she's mother's interested
now.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. There you go.
You mentioned serial killer.
Yeah.
John Dawson's been in touch.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Good evening, you crazy, crazy people.
Hi, John. You got a new motor?
In episode 32, Yvette was going on about poo sculptures.
Oh, yes, I was. Mm.
As you do. I also did a Google search and found the attached image, which... really nearly made me wet myself. And it's from, it looks like a museum, Mr. Toilet and the House of Poo. And it's a bronze statue. It's only printed out here in black and white, but on the colour photograph. Have a look at that. What can you describe what you see? A bronze statue. What's it doing?
No, it's a man squatting down with his bottom. It's a statue with a huge poo coming out of his bottom. Oh,
that's
my
horrible.
God.
Yeah. Why
would someone make a statue of that? And why would there be... Well, I tell you, Mr. Toilet and the House of Poo-Poo.
Mr. what?
That's what it's called, Mr. Toilet and the House of Poo-Poo.
Right, and there's people dying in the world.
I know, but there is a doctor out there called Mr. Bom-Bom, Dr. Bom-Bom,
there
do you
is.
Remember?
Maybe he's got something to do with it.
Maybe he has, Bom-Bom, but that's an absolute... Imagine the kids seeing that. Oh. I mean, the kids would
find that hilarious.
They would find that hilarious.
There you go.
Thank you for that, though. I love the fact that people go on the internet after we talk to them, so that, like, for instance, they'll go and find that Irish weatherman.
Yep. He was great.
Enjoy.
Hi to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
She says in the subject, up your alley, so to speak. Saw this and thought of you all, well, mainly Yvette, sent a link to a Daily Mirror news article from the 20th of September this year, and it reads... A British woman has reportedly been questioned by police on Tenerife after doctors found a dead tortoise inside her vagina.
No! No!
Do you want to read the rest of the story?
Oh, go on.
There you go.
Oh,
insane.
Here
you go.
Filthy woman.
Staff, might have been a snapper.
Oh, my God. Staff at the A&E department of a medical centre in the south of the island are said to have called officers in after making the bizarre discovery. The unnamed woman, described as an expat, Agnes, had sought help after suffering pain in her genital area, which doctors diagnosed as an infection caused by the reptile. Island newspaper LDI claimed she told police she had begun to feel odd after going out partying with a group of British friends a couple of days earlier, but had no idea how the tortoise ended up where it did. The size of the reptile has not been revealed. No, you got drunk, your knickers fell down, and you just had to fall on it, did you? Oh, my God!
What I want to know is, did it go in sideways? Anyway.
Well, yes.
There you go. That's,
yes. We do say, so, you know, if you go to the toilet and you don't have any loo paper, some women are reported to say, did you shake your lettuce?
Yes.
So maybe she was shaking her lettuce on the beach
and the tortoise saw food. That's her lettuce.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. Mm.
Excellent. And now it is time on that bombshell for shit jokes.
Shit jokes, shit jokes, two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes, they can't be worse.
Yeah, I like your shit jokes.
Well, unfortunately, Angela, they are not my jokes. They are everybody else's.
Look what you've done. Yeah. Look what you've done.
Hang on, it was your idea.
All right, then it was my idea.
The sad thing about this is, they may not be your jokes yet.
Yeah,
but they will be.
They will be.
Oh, my God.
Julie Clifford says, hi, Vet, Glenn Carl and the lovely mummies. Hope you're all well. Well, it seems like shit jokes are now the next big thing.
Yeah.
I was bombarded with them the other night by my hubby, who was reading out ones he'd been sent from his friends, who are now in competition with each other to get the most shit joke ever. It's good to share, so here goes.
Oh, God.
Two silkworms in a race. It ended in a tie.
Yay!
I like that. Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah.
I knew my wife was a keeper when I met her. She had elephant poo on her shoes. I've heard the other version of that. I knew my wife was a keeper when I met her. She had massive gloves. Anyway. two pieces of green tarmac in a pub. A black piece came in. One green piece turns to the other and says, "Don't talk to him. He's a psychopath." Oh, two fleas on a night out. One asks, "Shall we walk or take the dog?"
That's not funny.
From Julie. And there's more.
Oh, God, there's more.
Good one,
David Earle's been in touch.
Hello, David.
Shit joke. A man at a building site accidentally cuts his ear off, so everyone searches for it. A shout goes out, "Is this your ear?" The man turns round, looks at it and says, "No, mine had a pencil behind it."
It's not funny.
It's not
funny, is it?
No. That's the shit jokes.
Can we just put some tumbleweed now? There were one or two that...
Oh, there were no.
Oh, you!
He's siding with you this time.
You're siding with me.
Oh, you're
this
fickle,
time.
Aren't you, Mr. Beatty?
No, I'm just saying that generally, when Glenn comes out with a joke, there is something behind it. You go, "That's funny." These jokes were actually an insult to my ears.
Oh,
that was some good. The psychopath was good, wasn't it?
It was that weird.
I'm not being funny, but well, I'm not being funny.
You never are.
They are branded as shit jokes.
They are.
They know exactly what they say.
Well,
on the
they
tip.
Were very good.
And now
jokes.
It's time for What's That Noise?
Oh yes.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
It's still the same noise, and people are guessing it. It sounds like this. Any ideas, anyone? 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 No? Okay.
It's not a midget running around in flip-flops.
Ben Flores says, "Hi, everyone. I'm thinking, is the mystery noise a digger breaking up concrete?"
No.
Wow. Sorry, Bev.
Sorry.
Kelly Marsden says, and she sent this through our Facebook page, by the way.
Nice.
First of all, these podcasts have totally made my life. They are bloody brilliant, said a New Yorkshire accent. Bloody brilliant. I could listen all day long, and I do get some funny looks when I chuckle to myself. Mystery sound, is it either someone tapping the nib of a pen continuously, or maybe a paintbrush on paper?
No.
Dear. Paula Howell's been in touch. She says, after recently indulging in a few retro episodes of the podcast, which helped while away the time, I was thinking the mystery sound came back, and lo and behold, here it is. Here's my guess. Does it involve a man with wood and a large chopper? Drag your minds out of the gutter, she says.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
One of those old-fashioned weather vanes, a bit like the one attached. You can describe
I
that.
I see, yes.
Yeah. The wind turns the guy's back and it makes him look like he's chopping wood.
Interesting, I like the fact that she's even sent a picture in of it.
I haven't seen one of those since the 70s.
No, but it's not the right answer.
And with that, we got any clues, perhaps, for the...
Should we give a clue?
I don't even know what it is.
Well, obviously, no one knows what it is.
The clue is, it's not Angela running around the house in a flip-flop.
We can give a clue.
But we don't know what it is, do we?
No, but by giving a clue,
Yvette
Mother,
knows what it is.
Yeah, we know
what
it is.
What it is.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, but we don't. That's what I said. We don't know what it is.
No, well, I know.
You don't have to give a clue, but
we can give you a clue.
Well, this is hard work.
Wow.
What it is. Do you understand that now?
Yeah.
She doesn't.
I do. Go.
Do you?
I do.
Explain it to me then.
You're going
to
give us a clue. Go on, give us a clue.
Give us a clue. All right, then. I'm just whispering to Carl. Oh, is that a bit too... It was recorded in a bathroom.
Okay. So that kind of narrows it down a little bit then, doesn't it?
Well, I said one of my first guesses was you having a shower.
I'm glad you said shower.
No.
Scatter shit.
The answer is incorrect.
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 It happened in the bathroom.
No, not the bathroom.
A bathroom.
It's ending to the glory hole.
Which bathroom have you been in?
We do have a glory hole in the bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's not our. It could not. Might not be our bathroom. It could be a bathroom.
Okay, right. So the noise comes from a bathroom.
A bathroom.
So if you have any ideas, you can email us
to hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Now, it's also the same email address if you want to send in something in for Correspondence Corner, which is
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Cosmic Cyril's been in touch. That'll do.
That's great.
Right. Happy October, one and all. I can't believe that Halloween is just around the corner and that 2018 is almost on its way out. Seeing as the haunting season is upon us, the dead wife has drawn up similarities between you and the wizarding world of Harry Potter this month.
Ooh.
She compares you all to characters from the famous books based upon your auras and proclivities.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yvette.
Yes.
While the air this month will be full of witches and ghosts, don't be frightened by the haggard and cackling old wizened woman that you'll find knocking on your door. Anyway, isn't it about time you gave your mother her own key? Joking apart, your Harry Potter character this month is Professor McGonagall.
Oh, I like her.
Stern, forthright.
I've got her wand.
Have you really?
That's
a coincidence.
Yes.
And desperate for a good old rogering from Professor Dumbledore. Sadly, he's on the other bus, so you'll have to make do with the latest Aunt Summer's wand. Not much good at getting rid of Dementors, but perfect for shoving up your wizard's cuff. Lucky potion this month is Growler's Lube. Would you like to read mine?
Oh, yes, of course, this is your one. Glenn, your Harry Potter character is the Sorting Hat, there to give advice and be sceptical about the unknown. Plonked on a stool all day, chatting to anyone who will listen, the similarities between this character and your radio persona is almost uncanny. Just be careful you don't start talking out of your hat. Dark forces are at work to stab a basilisk, I can't say that
basilisk.
Word, basilisk fang through your ancient joke book, ridding the world of excruciating pain while reducing you to nothing more than a knitted bonnet. Lucky one night stand, Professor Sprout.
Oh, no.
No.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, Carl, with your white head of hair and your gaunt appearance, your character is Draco Malfoy.
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's not, is it? To a T, it says here. Crafty and with all the charm of a dark wizard, you're sure to put the willies up any old witch. You may consider yourself a wizard between the sheets, but watch out for the odd hex flying your way. And if some old witch asks you to hop on for a quick spell, just check she hasn't got a wooden leg first. Ouch. Unlucky one-night stand is Hagrid. This month.
No.
There we go.
I've slept with Hagrid before.
Angela and Agnes. Funnily enough, there aren't a couple of old gin swiggers in any of the Harry Potter books, so it's been a difficult place for either of you with similar characters. The dead wife insists that there are a couple of unseen char ladies that work in the local pub. One is a bit of a goer who's any man for a butterbeer and a soda.
That'll be Agnes.
And has been taken up the leaky cauldron more... four times than she can say Quidditch, while the other is a cleaner who's always wiping her nose on the tea towels, barking at dogs and nipping out the back for a quickie with a house elf. It's impossible to watch out which witch is which, but they never go out on a date at the same time as they share the one set of teeth and have to alternate the one pair of knickers the others have been given to Dobby. Your lucky threesome partner is Grawp. Until next time, Cosmic Cyril.
Yay! Thank you, Cosmic Cyril.
And the dead wife.
And the dead wife.
Do you know the trouble with that is? Because I've never seen a Harry Potter film. And I've never read a Harry Potter book. I have no idea who any of those people are.
You're not gaunt. So I wouldn't have... that was very unfair.
Dumbledore's supposed to be gay anyway.
Yes, he is. That's right, yeah.
I've never watched it. We watched one film and I fell asleep.
You watched the film and fell asleep.
Yes. I did. It was so long. Sorry.
No. Carry on, but I'm just saying I can hear her. I can hear the car. Can you hear it?
Is it there?
There's there!
Last time on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll, we left our dastardly duo in fear as they awaited the arrival of Miss Tarpley's formidable sister. We find the clever but unassuming pair in Dr. Driscoll's laboratory.
Don't touch that knob!
Oh, calm down, my good man. There's no need to get your tool bag in a clatter.
I'm sorry, Miss Tarpley, but it's the thought of your sister arriving at any moment. She gives me the willies. She's always touching my privates. Most men would find it very appealing, but it just makes me go cold.
She's a little different. Some say from another world, or even dead. A reanimini.
A what?
A reanimation.
A what? Can you be clearer?
A reanimation. She obviously likes you, Dr. Driscoll. I would enjoy the attention.
There's only one woman for me, you know.
Pardon? Did you say something? Dr. Driscoll.
Your nose is blocked. Look. You're trying to do what your nose is blocked.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Shall I sniff for
me? Yes, sniff for me.
Can we have a sniff double, please?
Right, you ready? Right, so when I point to you,
yes,
you sniff. Right, pardon? Did you say something, Dr. Driscoll? Oh, what's this bubbling liquid? It's very intriguing.
Put it down!
Oh, Dr. Driscoll, whatever is the matter?
The liquid in the glass, Miss Tarpley, is poisonous. It will kill a person in seconds, so please be very careful.
Oh, how wonderful. I do love a good... Poison. But what on earth do you want the poison for?
Well, I always have some standing by in case of emergencies. You never know, Miss Tarpley. Our lives could be in danger. We do investigate sordid, diabolical murders, you know.
Can you smell that? I detect someone is at the door.
Yes. I shall open it. We will find out who is here.
Is that a tool in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
Oh, Lynette! You found us! How wonderful to see you!
I'm so pleased to see you, Dr. Driscoll. Ooh, this drink looks lovely.
No!
Sorry, it's only a small cold sore. That's not pus. That's from a tramp I met on the way in. I washed the glass. Oh, Dr. Driscoll, you're the only man. The only...
Has Miss Tarpley's sister, Lynette, kicked the bucket, or has she just tripped over her own slingback? Find out next time on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll!
Yay! Great story!
Oh.
Oh, isn't that a timely thing to point out, the fact that Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley's standalone adventure is almost ready?
That's right. Should we actually tell everybody what it's called?
Yes, I'd let you do the honours. Would you like to do the announcements?
Okay. It's called Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Most Haunted Murder.
What a great name!
Yes!
Do we know anything about it? Have they told us what it is?
It's three episodes in one.
Wow.
And it's about 45 minutes in duration, and it's a full-on comedy murder mystery. Mystery adventure.
It certainly is, and it will be on sale for people to buy for Christmas.
Yes, it will be.
Yes, so it'll be a nice Christmas stocking filler, I think.
So look out for that, Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley's Most Haunted Murder.
Right then.
isn't it?
And upon that note, I just want to say I was leaking a lot from my eyes during that.
I'm sure that's not just your eyes you were leaking.
I was laughing my backside off at those. They are funny, aren't they?
They are very funny.
They are a good character.
The thing is, they don't realise they're funny. They're just two people doing their thing.
Yeah, they're detective agencies in a way, aren't they?
Well, you can definitely see that Dr. Driscoll really does like Miss Tarpley.
Do you think she knows?
I think she's oblivious to anything. I think she's dead from the waist down, bless her.
I don't know. There were certain smells when she came in. I don't think that was dead.
Is that puffed wheat, would you say?
Puffed wheat! Well, we haven't heard anything from Reg today, have we?
No, I haven't had a message. Mind you, we didn't really say we were recording tonight. It has come as a surprise. So if he's really good at what he does,
he should know
that we're doing this.
He should definitely know.
In fact, if you look out the window, see if you can see Diddy Oldham's parts up or anything like that, because you never know.
Carl, can you see any headlights?
I can just see there's something out there, but I can't quite.
Right. Go on, give a knock and a wave.
Knock and a wave. Rich Corker!
Love and light to every one of us. Shut the fuck up.
Get out my fucking way.
Hello. He's here.
Oh, he's here.
Rich, sorry, just to come. I know where to fucking go. I've been here before and I'm on the fucking phone. Right, you lot. Cambridge, you're a bunch of twats. You won't do what? You're sitting in there with your heads in your books. And you won't even do that for the people that die for it, you fuckers. Hey, if I get down... No, I'm cancelling everything I'm doing in Cambridge. No, you fuckers. That's right. Yeah, now go and fuck yourself. Right, thank you very much. Excuse you, sit down there, Reg. Hey, don't... Get your fucking hands off me.
Reg, he's only trying to help you.
I'm on edge.
Showing you
okay? I'm on edge.
You're on Reg.
Carl, why don't you go and make us a cup of tea?
Yeah, I will do. I think I'll nip in the kitchen. Okay. Yeah, he's got him out of here. Makes me sick, that one.
Oh, my God, they're going to come to fist to cuts, I think.
Right. Bad news.
No, he's a non-believer. It's been a stressful week.
Are you all right, Reg? You seem
very
stressed.
Week.
You're a bit touchy.
Very.
Yes.
I'm what?
Touchy.
Who the fuck are you to tell me what I am?
I'm just saying how you're looking.
Shut the fuck up. Let's face it, tonight, as you well know, this was on the way down until I got here. I've saved it.
That's right.
So
point.
A little bit of respect would be great.
We are, right.
We are honoured.
We're recording.
Who are those old fuckers who just left as well?
You know who they are.
Who the fuck are they?
Oh, you've seen them before. Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll.
They were doing stuff to each other in that car. It was all steamed up.
No, they weren't.
It was steamed up.
Wow, it's a revelation.
Well, there we go. I wonder. Well, maybe they are at it then.
At that age?
Yeah.
That's great. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So today, are you...
Let's just start this properly. I keep telling you every time I come here. Right, now, I've just turned up and I've just sat down. Start recording in 3, 2, 1.
We've been recording for an hour, Reg.
Right, every fucking time, isn't it? It's like you want to fuck me off.
No, I'm just saying.
You want, and you're still doing it. You're interrupting me, having a go at you, interrupting.
Just trying to explain how we've been recording since.
Right, I know you're recording. That's what we're here for, to do some recording.
Do you want a finger?
Finger, I'll give you a bit of a fist in a minute.
Oh,
if you're
okay. Oh, I say.
Right.
Promises?
Oh, later.
Right, now, just be quiet and calm down. Do you fucking have to eat that right in my ear, you noisy cow?
I'm just eating a finger.
It's like a fucking cement mixer. Are you like that when you go out and eat in a restaurant? It's like a girl with a minched up minge running fast on the sand. That's just disgusting. Are you pleased with yourself?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You should be disgusted. Right. Now, one more and I'm fucking going. Right, who are you? What do you put your fucking hands up for?
I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to ask you a question.
Oh, okay. Let's start this. Right, this. Start the question when we start the recording.
Okay.
Right. Now, 3, 2, 1, start recording.
For here am I talking to Reg Corker. Swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue, so it's love and light to you.
Love.
love and light. It's great to be here.
Hello, Reg.
Reg, it's lovely to see you.
Great to be here.
Thanks very much. You're very happy this evening.
Been a great week. Mm-hmm. Great week. Great week.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I've got a question to ask.
Great.
You.
Yeah, love to hear. How are you, by
I'm
the way?
I'm very well.
My
it was
friend.
So lovely to see you.
My
and
good
I'm really
friend.
Glad that you're a great mate. We're doing a live podcast recording in mm-hmm. December mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with an audience, mm-hmm. and we're wondering if you'd like to be mm-hmm. there and maybe do a couple of readings for anybody who's in the audience on the day. It's going to be in December on the run up to Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. Just stop recording for a second.
Okay.
Are you putting me on the fucking spot or what? How much fucking money are you paying me?
I was just going to say, because obviously I was going to ask you the question.
Say
before,
what? Just
before,
ask
before
the
we started
question.
Recording. But you know, you just said I'm going to put you
you're
on the spot. You're
coming here, you're putting me on the fucking spot.
But I didn't have
to.
I did try to ask you the question before we started recording, but you told me to ask the question
yeah.
when we were recording.
Yeah, well, do you want to do it or not?
Don't you look at me like that with your face.
With your face? How else am I supposed to look at you? Don't you look at me with your face? That's going to be a new line. Who do you think you're looking at? With your face?
That's the comment of the night.
Are you looking at with your face?
Oh, I love it.
Well, how are you though, Reg? Are you coming along or not? We'd love to have you there. There'll be free cheesy balls, fingers.
There'll be a bar. The bar's open.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. No. Is it free booze?
Yeah. No.
No, oh. Fuck you. Right, let's start this again.
Okay.
Right. Okay, right. In three. Three, two, one. Love and light.
Love and light.
Glenn, yeah, you wanted to ask me a question?
Yes, Reg, I was wondering if you...
Don't stop there. Can I stop you?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, my friend, my pal.
Okay.
My mentor.
Yeah, sure.
As a psychic,
yeah,
I can tell what you're about to ask
oh,
me.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting... Hang on, what's that spam? Okay, thank you, spam. Something about live. Live.
Yeah.
The pod, something... You're casting something.
Yeah, yeah.
What? When? D? What's that?
D?
I don't know what that is. Spare me, you have to be. Right.
D?
That's great. What else is there, spare me?
Oh, I'm crying out loud.
It's something burnt. Burnt.
Burnt.
Like an. You're saying ember. Ember.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Right, okay. December.
Oh, December.
Oh, is that, does that mean, so can you take that? Does that mean
I can
so,
take that, yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So I'm getting live podcast.
Yeah.
December.
Yes, in December.
Right, does that mean something? I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
What
is this December?
It's the month of the year.
Oh, like just before January?
Yes, that's it. December.
Yeah. And that's when we're doing the podcast in December.
With an audience.
Yeah. Right, so I'm getting you want me on it.
Yes.
There you go. Well, that's good, isn't it?
That was brilliant, Reg.
That was really good. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, so
will you, are you coming or not?
Yes, of course I will.
Oh, I'd love to. That's great.
I do have quite a few stage shows
in Stoke.
To do in Stoke around that time, because Christmas is very busy for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing my own ghost tour soon.
Oh, are
yes,
you?
Yeah, because work's drying up a bit.
Right.
So I'm be doing my own ghost tour. Is that a panty pad you got there? It's a rolled up. Is it a string out of it? It's not a pad at all, is it?
It's a rolled up kitchen roll.
Oh, use a fucking Tampax, you dirty cow. Oh, she's audible. Yes, I've got stuff in Stoke.
Right.
So,
you've got stuffed in Stoke?
Are you fucking not listening on purpose?
I'm listening with my face.
No, you're looking with your face.
Oh, right.
You're listening with your ears.
Right.
Cocky bitch.
Right.
Right.
Well, Reg, it's been absolutely lovely having you on.
I've not fucking done nothing yet.
You have. You've contacted December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've just signed you up to the live podcast.
Right, that's it. I'm fucking going. You lot, I'm fucking done. I'm done. Me and fucking Dizzy, you don't ever fucking ask me back here again. Don't ever, ever ask me back here again.
He's breaking things.
I'm fucking going. No, I'm going. You can fuck off.
No,
Reg, come
back.
No,
Reg.
I'm going.
Reg, we love you.
You've got to sign the contract.
Reg.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get a peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg. Reg Corker, shut the fuck up.
I think I pushed him a bit farther.
He was in a right.
Who slammed the door?
Reg did on his way out.
Is he not in here?
Yeah, no, he's just gone.
Hey, let me just check.
I think I've upset him.
He's just in. Oh, crumbs.
What's the matter?
Oh, hang on.
What?
He's just hit Diddy.
Diddy?
The car's just zoomed off.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Diddy's holding onto the spoiler at the back.
Oh, my God. That's the worst he's ever been.
I've never seen Neggy do that before.
No. Well, I think he's coming.
Well, I don't think he'll be able to resist.
Good point.
I think he'll be there.
Yeah.
He's not, yeah, because... I think he thinks, like, yeah, a lot of people like him, they think they're the central point of everything they do.
Yeah.
So I think he'll turn up just for the publicity.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure it'll be a good show nonetheless.
Did you actually see my mother? She was actually hiding in the kitchen. She wouldn't come in.
I know.
I'm definitely.
Yes, you are. We're all going to the podcast.
Bloody frightening.
We'll look after you.
Yeah, but there's no need to be like that.
Aww.
No, to be honest.
No, don't. Maggie's been...
Sorry?
She's been sick.
Why are you whispering?
Is she?
Yeah, but don't forget, I think sometimes he's one of these people that doesn't like to be interrupted. And to be fair, you guys, I mean, I think you do interrupt him quite a lot. Because he's a very serious psychic.
Only to ask him questions.
Yeah, but he does ramble.
Oh, I don't know.
He does go on. No, he is very good, but he does go on a bit, doesn't he? He does
meander a little bit.
So you have to, as presenters, we have to sort of
cajole him.
Yeah, I think he understands that.
Well, we need to show him that in a kind of, but I don't think he'll.
Yes, but his listeners, that's what we want.
Yeah. Don't forget, when you look at his statistics, he is the most famous, best loved psychic in the world.
In his world.
I did notice something he could have done with a bit of monkey butt tonight. Do you know why? Because when he got up from that seat, and you're sat on it now, Carl,
it
was a bit of damp. Was there? Yeah, damp patch.
Imagine.
On your chair.
You'd sail a paper boat through the crack of his arse.
And on that fine note, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you very much for joining us. And if you want to contact us, all you have to do is email us at hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
And if you want to get tickets to see us in December in Widnes, then you can go to eventbrite.co.uk and search for an audience with Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show, and we'd love to see you.
Oh, well, keep the letters, the correspondence coming in, and we shall poodle off, and next time we see you on the podcast, we'll have more to tell you.
We love you.
Have a great October and Halloween and
everything. Yes.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Yvette and Glenn.
Try the fish.
Stop clapping. I'm going to slap you. Look at my face.
Oh, it's a nice face. You look with it, don't you?
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
Parler, your premier uncancelable free speech platform, is back. Big tech tried to limit you to their mediocre social platforms, and they failed. Go to Parler.com or download the app and join the uncensored conversation. Parler, speak freely.